first, this Thursday, October 25th, is Library Staff Development Day at Dell Tech, where county librarians meet for educational meetings, and the libraries, the county libraries will be closed on that day because most of the staff are at that meeting. Just for your information, the Clean Hands Ordinance, which went into effect last Tuesday, since last Tuesday, we've collected $18,165 in taxes and sewer and water charges, which we believe is directly a result of this ordinance. Rescue assistance, Selbyville Sewer Trench, on Thursday, October 18th, the county sewer trucks provided assistance to rescue a Selbyville man trapped in a trench that collapsed while he was installing sewer pipe. Attached is a list of county employees. Of course, the county's paramedics were there also and responded. And the individual who was rescued and sent home without without injuries. And then finally, Dorothy Farrell, former county employee. We regret to announce that Mrs. Dorothy Farrell passed away on October 22nd. She was one of the first two dispatchers hired by Sussex County in November 1964 and retired in August 1993. She originally worked over the Georgetown Firehouse. She is survived by her husband, also a county pensioner, Mr. Charles Farrell, and we wish to express our regrets to the Farrell family. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Godwin.
Mr. President, members of council, this morning we have two wastewater agreements for your consideration. The first is County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 835. In this case, the developer is Mr. J. Sanacha from Newark, Delaware. The location is on Route 1, approximately 1,000 feet south of County Road 268, which will be part of the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sewer District. This will serve 26 single-family lots with totaling sewer connection charges of $103,844. We already have approvals from our engineering department as well as DENREC. We're expecting 30 days of construction, and the construction administration and construction inspection costs will total $8,533.50, with a proposed construction cost totaling $56,890.
You got a motion?
I do indeed. The motion is worded as follows. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 835, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Blenheim Lands LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Bay Crossing Phase 3B, located in the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
A motion, Mr. Jones, seconded by Mr. Phillips. Motion is read by Mr. Godwin. Any question? Seeing none, Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion carried. Due to the length of time, Mr. Godwin, we all have a fact sheet. Counsel, do you have any question on this fact sheet that on the next one?
No.
If not, will you read the motion?
I will indeed. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement 836, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Blenheim Lands LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Bay Crossing Phase 4, located in the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
Have a motion, Mr. Jones, seconded by Mr. Phillips. Again, Reverend Mr. Godwin. Any questions? Being none, Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Mr. Shade.
I always get to catch up. Morning. Bids were open Monday on October the 15th to purchase two new cab chassis for paramedic vehicle remounts. My spec sheets are there in front of you. Two bidders responded. According to policy, Hertrick Fleet came in with the lowest bid, $34,998 per unit. They need two. EMS reviewed the bids and feel that Hertrick is the best bidder for the job.
Money budgeted?
Money's budgeted.
And within budget?
They are both within budget.
Got a motion?
Motion that Sussex County Council accept the bid of Hertford Fleet Services in the amount of $34,998 for the purchase of two cab chassis to remount as paramedic response units.
Do either one of your friends want to say anything?
No, sir.
It'll look pretty.
I didn't know any friends up here.
Especially if it needs any backup.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, seconded by Mr. Phillips, to approve the purchase of the two vehicles from Hertford Fleet Services. Motion is read, Mr. Shade. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
Thank you. The second one, bids were open the same day for the purchase of two Suburbans for use as paramedic vehicles. Again, two vendors responded, I.G. Burton and Hertford Fleet. I.G. Burton was the low bidder at $36,629 per unit. And again, they reviewed it and believed that those vehicles will fit their needs. Money's budgeted and it falls within the right parameters.
Okay, motion.
Motion that the council accept the bid of I.G. Burton Chevrolet in the amount of $36,629 per unit for two Suburbans.
Yeah, that is per each.
Per each, right.
I have motion, Mr. Jones, second Mr. Phillips. Again, read by Mr. Shade. Any questions? Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
We're now in due for three public hearings, and I would ask the council.
Did we do Mr. Archer?
No, that's deleted.
Okay.
I
deleted.
Right. Is that right?
Yes.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool.
I didn't skip you, did I?
No.
Sorry. He's off the agenda. Come on, guys. you got me confused now. I got reason to believe that the first two public, or the 10:45 and 11 o'clock public hearing will go very quickly. I have to recuse myself on the one at 10:30. So if we could jump to the 10:45 and do that one. And I think we're all in copy of a letter, but we still have to hold the public hearing on the one at 10:45.
Are there people here in regard to the appeal of Ragin' Cajun Homes? There are. Okay. What Mr. Dukes is referring to is that on Friday a letter came in from the Kircher Engineering Company asking for a postponement. But obviously by Friday the matter had already been advertised for a public hearing. So really the options of council today would be as follows, and you can tell us which one you would like to follow. If council believed that the application for postponement was made in a timely fashion, you could grant that request but require the applicant to pay the cost of re-advertising the next public hearing. If you felt that the request coming in on Friday before the hearing on Tuesday was not timely, you could allow the opponents to make their case on the record, then act on the information before you. Another option would be to call this matter and call on the applicant to present their case, and if no one is here, you really have no record to work on, so you could deny the appeal based on the applicant's failure to make a record. So I suppose I need some guidance from you.
Well, I think you said that they before they came to planning zoning hearing, they changed engineers or something, and they just before that, and they come in not prepared?
Well, that was the information that appeared in the minutes from the commission, that a fairly sketchy presentation was made before the commission. But if your preference is to hear the folks that are here today, because they did not have an opportunity to be notified about this request that came in on Friday, we'll do that.
So if we hear their testimony in opposition, there's nobody here in support of it, correct, from the applicant?
That appears to be the case.
Okay. If we hear their testimony in opposition, then we can still send it back to planning zoning?
Well, your options would be, I suppose, you'd have a record. The record would be negative in character. You could leave the record open, allow the applicant to come in at a later time, or you could act on the information that would be before you.
Okay. What do you want to do, gentlemen?
Okay. The opposition can. They ought to be able to speak.
I'm sorry?
The opposition has taken time in their day to come here. They ought to be able to speak.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Or anybody.
Okay. This will. Mr. Pardee, assume you have no problem with us taking these slightly out of order.
We're going to try to rush it along.
Okay. Since this matter was advertised on Rage and Cajun, we'll first, at least for the record, call on the applicant to come forward and present any evidence they have. Is there anyone here representing the applicant? Let the record show that no one asked, no one appeared. Is there anyone here in opposition? And if so, do you mind putting your hands up so we can see how many people we have?
Sure.
Okay. We'll recognize you one at a time. When you come down, if you would, please, before you make your statement, state your name and your address and give council some idea of where you live in relation to this proposed project, and then go ahead with your statement. If you have some written document to hand in, you can we'll accept that also and make it part of the record. The first person who would like to speak, would you come forward, sir?
Mr. President, why is coming down here? Mr. Lang, did the applicant send you a letter and you said it was okay for them not to come today, and or they just didn't show up, period?
They hand-delivered a letter here on Friday.
But, I mean, does that give them the right not to show up? Did you give an answer it was okay not to come?
They did not get an answer.
So they just didn't show up.
Came to Mr. Dukes through council, not to the commission.
I think they assumed it would be granted. They elected not to appear.
You never want to assume in this business, but I'm just saying.
Go ahead, sir.
My name is Timothy Scott Holt. I live right next to where the driveway is. It's 24784 is where I live. I own the house. This is the second time I've had to take off work to come. Just wanted that to be noted. Do you have any other drawings of the plan for the development?
We don't have nothing because the applicant is not here.
Okay. Can I still show you the plot of my land?
Yes, sir.
The driveway is coming within 15 feet of my garage. I think it's less than that. I think where's can you pass the pass there? I have three daughters under the age of four, and the driveway is coming right next.
When you say the driveway, you're referring to their main
entrance? Yes, the proposed driveway. I believe the guy, the engineer, told me that they only have a half a foot on one side and 1 foot on the other to put this driveway in. You know, it was never planned to be put there back when the land was divided. There's really just not enough room. The first time they came, they didn't show, you know, what they were planning to do to keep my kids safe or keep any other kids safe. There was no speed bumps. The beginning of the lane is quite a distance. I can't, without their plans, I can't say it was over 500 feet. You know, the speed of the vehicles coming through there and out is a major concern for me. And he had the common areas, how they were going to keep them clean and mowed. There was no plan.
Council is aware that this, is this the one, Lawrence, where the entrance into this would be about the entrance road they need a variance from? It would be about 1,200 feet long?
Based on length of the cul-de-sac.
Yeah. Hmm? Is there anything else you would like to say, sir?
If it is approved, I would just like it contingent upon, you know, maybe a safety fence, maybe some speed bumps, just safety items, and that's all I have today.
Did they propose any type of a buffer between the roadway, their entrance, and your property?
Not at all. There's no deed restrictions. They had no idea what type of house they were building either the first time we came.
I had copies of the plan. I didn't know that.
Show us on here where your property is.
That's why I wanted to show you the plot map, just to show you just how my garage was given a variance to be put around the property line, pretty much within 5 feet. There's not much I could have done before I moved here. And now it's just a major safety issue for me.
His property is the Timothy Holt property, parcel 3.
Oh, okay.
Does anyone have any questions of Mr. Holt? But we're council's gonna. We wanted to see if they have questions. We will give you an opportunity to speak. We have to have you make your comments from up here, so it'll be picked up on the record. Apparently, there aren't any questions to you from council. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Next speaker.
Let's pop up if he told me it's okay not to come. Hmm?
My name is Kurt Brown. I'm a real estate appraiser, and I live on Concord Island. There's a drainage pond in that plan. that is to be drained onto another drainage pond on the site properties, and then drained into Concord Pond. The drainage pond on the site property is non-existent. It's nothing more than a filled-in puddle. All the drainage vents are clogged up. And as you probably know, and I'm going to give you some information real quick, the spillway at Concord Pond is in bad shape. It's in bad shape. The top paper is the rights to Concord Pond that were deeded to the state in 1935. The second paper is a letter that I wrote to Mr. Baker. If you guys remember, the last time I was here, you all unanimously voted to write a letter of concern to Secretary Hughes about the safety issues that we were having on Concord Pond, specifically hunting on Concord Pond. And what this development is going to do is going to add more pressure to that pond. The spillway is not being repaired. On the cover page of the table of contents, you'll see where hunters have dammed up the creek. In the meeting I had with Secretary Hughes on February 13th, Secretary Hughes promised to remove all non-conforming structures from the creek. This point right there is where the tax ditch, known as Deep Creek, enters Concord Pond. That's where the county transitions to state property. It's the point where taxation ends. No landowners beyond that point pay a taxation. Those rights are included in the easement granted by Everett Cannon in 1935. Your county tax records reflect that Concord Pond is defined by a survey prepared by Adams and Kemp. That survey contains no water rights and has not contained any water rights since 1935. It's mislabeled as Concord Pond. County tax maps reflect that parcel number, and the state uses that parcel number to define its ownership rights on Concord Pond. Secretary Hughes made that promise. He also made a promise to make it a wildlife refuge if I could gain conservation easements from 100% of the landowners on the pond. That's impossible. The state owns that easement. Title VII defines a conservation easement from the point of the state as a non-possessory interest. The state owns that interest. And the reason why it affects this property specifically is if the spillway is dammed up like it is, we already know that the bridge cannot hold what is taken right now. It has not been repaired. It has not been maintained. You can go to the Seaford Museum right now. There's a display on the history of Concord. And my opinions do not reflect the Seaford Museum. These are my own opinions. I want to make that clear. But under the law, the sheriff has the right to arrest people in violation of Title VII, and you can find that on the back page. Sheriffs, deputies, constables all have the right to arrest people in violation of Title VII. As a licensed fisherman, I have the right to...
Let's talk about this application. You're going down another trail. I want to know why you oppose this application.
Because of the fact that the state is misleading the public and the state is not maintaining the spillway. We cannot keep adding home after home after home onto this spillway. The county has been subdividing all along German Road, 150-foot lots by 300 lots backing up to the creek. All of those lots are now given the right to shoot at the creek. They've got target practice. You can go through and see duck blind after duck blind after deer stand after deer stand, all the way up into Old Furnace. They're not giving the public any notice. All along that creek, it's posted as a fishing area, not hunting area, and nowhere in the literature does it say you can hunt and shoot at the creek.
Okay.
Under Title VII of the Delaware Code, it is illegal to shoot at a public right-of-way. Concord is one of the oldest public right-of-ways in the state of Delaware. The Lenni Lenape were using it long before we were. First granted by William Penn, the water rights have been secure since 1935. And I'm not going to bother you with this anymore. What I'm saying is you cannot keep adding pressure to this pond and deceiving the public.
Okay. All right.
Your signature was on that original petition that made the wildlife refuge.
I remember that, and I think you're here for a different agenda than what this application is. I just want you to talk about this application.
How far is where you live from this proposed subdivision?
It's about 3 blocks from me. The point that it affects my island is when it rains and when it pours, the stormwater management, it's already overtaxed.
You're talking about water runoff from this proposed?
From that proposed subdivision.
Are you aware that Sussex Conservation District would have to approve the stormwater management plan for this?
That's what I'm saying. I'm sure they would. There are other problems with this. One thing they did not disclose is the contingencies that are involved with this variance. The property across from Tim, the property on the other side of that variance, has not been purchased by Raging Cajun. That purchase is contingent on this approval, or at least I assume.
That often occurs.
I understand. Those contingencies have not been disclosed.
Okay.
As far as what they're going to build, what they're going to do, that has not been disclosed. And the other point about the pond, the retention pond, is that it's going into the site retention pond, which is nothing more than a mud puddle. There's nothing there to contain that runoff.
Anything else you want to add?
I would like, again, for Mr. Baker to honor the request, the unanimous request of the Sussex County Council that happened in November of 2004, where you all voted to write a letter of concern to Secretary Hughes. Secretary Hughes has made promises.
Okay, but that has nothing to do with this application. Let's talk about this application.
It does, because if you're going to approve this application, knowing that you're putting people in harm's way, I don't think you should be adding any more pressure to this pond. And it very much has to do with adding more homes to this pond.
Okay.
And I again request that Mr. Baker honor the first decision of the Sussex County Council. It was unanimous. Two county administrators have now vetoed that.
Okay.
And that's wrong. If you want to know the history, go to the Seaford Museum. You can see it from William Penn to today. Thank you.
Thank you.
There was one more gentleman back there. Did he propose to speak?
Good morning, gentlemen, ladies. My name is Warren Thompson. I live at 24787 German Road. The only question I'm asking for a request to deny this project because, one, the builder, when they first came, didn't have any type of specifications based on what they were going to put there. Two, it's time, I think, that the area's homes be upgraded, and there was no indication as to what the specs were going to be for this, for the homes in this location as well. So I'm just requesting that unless the builder comes up with a specific plan, specific home styles, based on the contingencies of speed bumps, which is going to be approximately 1,000 feet, I believe, going from the main road into the development, and also with the contingency of a fence going around the property for the safety of the children in that area. And that's just my request to the council.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who wishes to be heard regarding this particular application?
What's your pleasure, gentlemen?
Mr. President, I say that the letter that was sent to this council and to Mr. Lang that an answer was not given. So the public hearing was still scheduled and on. And we have allowed the opposition to speak today. And in that light, with no answer being given back to the applicant, there is no record. The public hearing has occurred for the request for appeal. With no record, we have no choice but to deny the request for appeal. That's my statement.
I can't make motions.
I'd like to make a motion that effect that due to lack of record by the applicant, the public hearing was scheduled, it occurred, and there was no record, and I make a motion we deny the request for appeal.
I'll second that.
I have a motion, Mr. Rogers, second Mr. Jones, to deny the request for the appeal due to the lack of record of subdivision number 2006-11. Any questions on the motion? Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes. Motion is carried. The appeal is denied. 11 o'clock, Hollyoaks Suburban Community Improvement Project. Final property assessment rates.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I go underneath there, you have it all.
Thank you.
My name is Patty Deptula. I'm here to present the final assessment roll for the completed Holyoke Suburban Community Improvement Project for Sussex County Engineering Department. Holyoke subdivision is located on County Road 288A, Dorman Road near Angola. There are 57 parcels in the community. It was accepted into the Suburban Community Improvement Program January 17th, 06. The engineering department completed a cost estimate, had a public comment session about the requested improvements and associated costs with the Property Owners Association. A letter was subsequently received from the association asking that we proceed to an election with 15-year annual assessment repayment rate. County held an election on whether or not to proceed with the project, and it passed 49-1. Project was bid, contracted to Jerry's Paving, Inc. out of Milford. The work items included a 3-inch hot mix paving overlay and some minor drainage repair work. Substantial completion date was granted as of June 14th, 07. Final construction costs came in at $155,378.75, which were approximately $40,000 under the proposed cost. Total project costs, which include the cost for work performed by an outside surveyor, county administrative costs and interest costs combined with construction costs, comes to $181,319.83. Final front footage assessment comes out to $2.49 per assessed front foot of property for a 15-year repayment period. There's an attachment with your package showing these costs. This was also provided to the homeowners, the property owners, by mail out. The final per foot cost is 74 cents per front foot lower than was voted on at the election. A property owner may also elect to pay off the entire amount up front. The lump sum repayment cost is $24.16 per front foot. The total amount will be included on the actual bills that will be sent out by the Treasury after the final assessment roll has been approved. There's a sample bill in your package. Public hearing notice was advertised in the Delaware Coast Press newspaper on October 10th and October 17th as required by the law. This notice was also mailed to every property owner along with a copy of the final assessment roll and the final project cost on October 5th, 2007. At this time, I'll open it up for any questions that the gentleman may have.
Okay. Mr. Griffin?
This is the opportunity that for the public to have input into this resolution to determine the amount of the assessment to the public for this Holyoke Suburban Community Improvement. Is there anyone here from the public who would like to be heard regarding this proposal? Again, let me ask one more time. Is there any member of the public here who would like to be heard regarding the proposed resolution to approve the annual assessments for this suburban community improvement for Holyoke subdivision? Let the record show that no one chose to be recognized. We will
got a motion?
Close the public hearing. Did you read through the resolution?
Yeah, I have a resolution for you, gentlemen. A resolution to declare the amount of the assessment and levy against each freeholder of property of the Sussex County Project Number 0606, Holyoke Suburban Community Improvements. Whereas Sussex County has completed the construction of the suburban community improvements requested and voted upon by the Holyoke community at referendum. Whereas Sussex County has compiled final project costs and has determined by special assessment the amount or levy for each freeholder of property and has posted the assessment roll for examination by the public in the offices of the Clerk of the Peace in accordance with Title IX Delaware Code subsection 524. Whereas Sussex County has publicly advertised the assessment roll for 2 consecutive weeks and has subsequently held a public hearing for the public to review and comment upon the assessment roll in accordance with Title IX Delaware Code subsection 524. Whereas Sussex County has considered any relevant public comments received at said public hearing in the setting of the final assessment roll. Whereas in accordance with Title IX Delaware Code subsection 525B, after the public hearing and having determined the proportioned annual amount of payment, as will adequately ensure the payment of principal and interest, Sussex County shall meet and by resolution declare the amount of the assessment or levy against the property of each freeholder a lien and fix the proportionate amount of the assessment or levy against each such property or properties to be paid annually by each freeholder. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Sussex County Council confirms and adopts the assessment roll for Sussex County Project Number 0606 Hollyoaks Suburban Community Improvements effective October 23, 2007.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, seconded by
Mr. Rogers.
Oh, yes, you do. To adopt the resolution for Project 0606. Any questions on the motion? Being none, Mr. Rogers?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. Let's call on Mr. Phillips.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Again.